Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What happens when you increase math and science requirements in high school, make the programs more rigorous? Well, you might think that students will be more stressed, get less sleep, act out. And that could be true for some. But according to a recent study in the American Journal of Health Economics, increasing math requirements is correlated with decreased risky behaviors outside school. The study followed more than 100,000 students in 47 states over 10 years. It found that kids in schools where laws required increased math and sciences decreased their binge drinking and drug use. Washington State University professor and economist Benjamin Cowan co-authored the study with Zhuang Hao, and Professor Cowan joins us. What kind of data did you use?
Well, we used data from the Youth Risky Behavior Study. It's a survey of high school students done by the CDC and reported levels of risky behaviors, including heavy drinking and other kinds of substance use, are high among teens. We looked at whether states that required students to take more math and science courses to receive a high school diploma, whether changes in those requirements were correlated with changes in reported risky behavior, and found that reported binge drinking drops when those requirements go into effect.
Both you and I are using the word correlated instead of caused. You don't know if the more rigorous math and science requirements caused less risky behavior, but there certainly seems to be a connection.
That's true. So in an observational data kind of study, it's very difficult to pin down causality. At the same time, we use several different kinds of robustness checks to make sure that this correlation holds up. And it gives, you know, certainly some evidence to there being a causal connection, though we stop short of saying that we know that for sure.
Yeah. Well, a couple questions. This seems to be more prevalent, the decrease among males in general. Some have said that's because young men tend to binge drink and abuse alcohol more than women do, so they had more to decrease. But why is this correlation, this decrease in risky behavior, more prevalent among non-white males?
We think that it may be the case that students of color attending high schools in the United States may be attending schools that are more likely to change their high school requirements when the law changes. Some high schools, particularly those in maybe more affluent areas, are already requiring their students to have the higher number of math and science courses. Huh. And so that's one potential explanation, though it's only one of many.
In other words, you can see the change because there's been a change in the requirements, and then you can see the result of that. But what about those who say, look, if you have more rigorous requirements for math and science, that is something that produces tremendous stress in some people, and it might cause more people to drop out, which skews your findings?
I'll say a couple of things about that. One is that we took considerable measures to try to rule that out as a possibility. So one thing we did is we actually looked directly at whether students are more likely to drop out with an increase in the high school requirement. And we did not find evidence that that was the case in our study period. Mm-hmm. The second thing we did is we dropped older students who tend to be more likely to have left high school. And with younger students, for which dropout rates are very low, we continued to find evidence of an effect of the requirements on their drinking activity.
So what do we do with this? Because we also know that there are, you know, many young people, as we said, who, you know, more rigorous math and science requirements, if they're in schools that don't have, you know, special instruction for kids with challenges, would not be good.
You raise some important points, and we see this, you know, our study fitting into a much larger picture about how best to help young people. So we would not suggest that in any circumstance that a magic bullet is to make whatever curriculum a school has more rigorous. There may be cases where it's already plenty rigorous. There may be students who would need special attention if their curriculum were to become more rigorous. So we see this not as being the only thing to say on this subject, but almost certainly fitting into a larger picture and with the goal of helping all young people do as well as they can.
And why do you think it's showing up? I mean, some have speculated that it's simply if you have more work to do, you have less time for stupid stuff, you know? That's why some schools are extending school years and school hours. Why do you think it is?
Certainly how they spend their time, you know, and if that changes with respect to the rigor of their courses at school could be one pathway. Another potential pathway is that by increasing the rigor of high school courses, they start to become more interested in post-secondary education, in college, and in different kinds of career paths. And that leads them to make different choices in the present about what they're willing to take a risk on.
That's Benjamin Cowan, professor of economics at Washington State University. His recent study in the American Journal of Health Economics is The Effects of Graduation Requirements on Risky Health Behaviors of High School Students. We'll post it. His conclusions were there's a correlation between more rigorous requirements, math, science, and less risky behavior. Professor, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.